Where do you get Monero? Which ones are KYC versus the peer-to-peer markets? And then what are the pros and cons of each of these? How can you use the peer-to-peer markets in a more safe way? And of course, what is the absolute best way to get Monero? Hi, I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode, we're gonna break it down. Let's first talk about what country you're from. So if you're in the United States, then your only choice for a KYC exchange is Kraken. All right, so let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of using a KYC exchange like Kraken. So the advantages is it's gonna be lower cost than a lot of the peer-to-peer markets, but it depends on the method. So Kraken charges like under 0.5%, which is pretty low, and it's relatively secure. So it's also a little more convenient for some people, especially if you already have it set up. Once the first time is done, you just breeze through from there on. And so for someone doing like, let's say a retirement account or large amounts of savings, this is probably actually the best option. However, this is a KYC exchange, so there are a bunch of huge negatives associated with that. So the first one is that there's a 1 week waiting period from the time you first deposit funds to be able to withdraw that into cryptocurrency. And once you withdraw Monero from the exchange, it is completely private. Another huge negative is they use Plaid for the ACH deposits, and Plaid is malicious with selling your data. So when you go to deposit with them, they're like literally selling your data, which is the opposite of what Monero is trying to achieve. However, keep in mind that this company is all over the internet. They're on so many different apps, especially financial ones. And so to say that you're going to use that same company or do KYC banking as an alternative to just buying the Monero on Kraken is absolutely ridiculous. Another disadvantage of Kraken is you're exposed to this basically academic, obscure attack that really hasn't been proven in the real world. There's never been a case where this was actually useful and used. And in fact, once Monero upgrades to full chain membership proofs, it will completely kill off this attack. However, you should just be aware that it exists. And the way that this works is that in general, with any cryptocurrency wallet, it has a public and a private key. So with the private key, you sign to prove that it's you that's spending the funds. But with Monero, it has a bunch of decoys or random other dudes who sign also, and now it obscures who was the real signer. So with Monero, there's a 1 in 16 chance that it was you. And basically the way that this obscure, unproven attack works is that first you withdraw from Kraken, and then if you send to someone who secretly is Kraken, they're seeing both sides of that, and therefore, in this example, the government could figure out that it's you. But even though it's 1 in 16, the more times that you repeat that over and over again, the more mathematically likely it becomes that it's the same person. But honestly, for the vast majority of people, this attack is really not that relevant. Think about it. If you're buying, let's say, a phone from Simplified Privacy, we're seeing your shipping address. And in international cases, we're seeing the name for customs. So for you to be like, oh my God, I'm bugging out, I gotta hide this, doesn't make any sense. We're seeing all that info. And this is why Monero, it's so important to have a circular economy, where if you're receiving Monero for goods and services and then you spend it and you never exit the Monero ecosystem, you never have this risk because it isn't associated with you. Another risk with Kraken in specific is that they are on Cloudflare. And so a lot of these swap sites are on Cloudflare as well. And so the problem here is if you're using the same web browser that is being fingerprinted by Cloudflare on the KYC exchange, and then you go and use that same browser on one of these swap sites after you go Monero to, like, let's say swap for Bitcoin, now Cloudflare is fingerprinting you and it's defeating the purpose. But that has nothing to do with Monero. That's just general web privacy. And of course, some people are listening to this and going, dude, I'm trying to buy a VPN subscription to your fingerprint app, and now you're telling me I'm going to get fingerprinted? Well, this is life. You know, use isolation as best you can to get going. Anyway, all right, so if you live in the EU, there are MiCA laws that came out recently within the last few years, and these prevent the exchanges itself from being able to sell Monero, but this doesn't make it illegal in the EU. You could buy it peer-to-peer. Now, I personally am unable to recommend any particular market. However, in the show notes, I'm going to list the Nostr social media post for this, and so any random person can write anything on the internet. And now it is the Nostr social media relay's job to moderate content. However, I would like to talk about some of the paradox of Monero. So I'm no longer discussing any particular market. I'm commenting on legal things in general. So a few years ago, this is before the incident that happened with Samurai Wallet, before any of that, I was speaking with a lawyer and I said, hey, is it legal to use one of these types of marketplaces where it's peer-to-peer? And he told me that as a user for personal liquidity, it would be legal in my particular country. And so if I was, you know, let's say running a marketplace, that might be illegal. And so he was basically saying that if you're using it for personal liquidity, that is perfectly fine. And so that would present, assuming these laws are still applicable in this post-samurai insanity, this would actually create a paradox of Monero. And the reason that it's a paradox is because to say that somebody's making money from selling it because they're marking it up above the price, well, how do you define the price? Well, the law would probably say, where is it a commodity? Where does who's selling it not matter? And that's on the KYC exchange. So as the government pressures KYC exchanges to remove Monero from the exchange, there's no longer a mechanism to judge if selling it peer-to-peer is illegal. In other words, let's say I mark up Monero 20%, right? In theory, based on what that lawyer said, that would in theory be making me a money transmitter because I'm marking it up. I'm adding all this value and I'm now acting as a professional. While as if I sold it at the price that it is on the KYC exchange, then I'm merely just doing it for my personal liquidity, which would be legal according to that discussion I had earlier, if he was correct. So then again, it's the paradox of Monero, where they remove it from the KYC exchanges, removing the ability to compare what the price is, and thus removing the ability to regulate if someone's a market maker, since who the hell knows what the price is? I'm doing it for personal liquidity. So now that we've established that doing it for personal liquidity is much more legal, it actually leads into my next point, which is with the peer-to-peer marketplaces, I would look for someone who's selling it for personal liquidity. You might say, how do you know that? And the easiest way to tell is if the person is only selling. So if they're both buying and selling, then it's much more obvious that they're acting as a market maker. You might say, who cares? What's the big deal? And it's not actually that big a deal. You know, if you are looking at it and that's all that's there, I honestly wouldn't worry about it. But if you do see someone that is doing it for personal liquidity, I would go with them. And the reason is because it's much less likely that their financial accounts, such as Zelle, such as PayPal, such as EUSEPA, are going to get flagged. And the only real disadvantage of this being flagged is that you are now being labeled as a Monero buyer, which is not that big a deal because they're not seeing the outputs. But just to be aware, that's what you're looking for. But of course, all of this has nothing on the best way to get it, which is to earn it. Now, when you say you should go and earn it, a lot of people are like rolling their eyes, like, I got to do work. I don't want to do that. But what I mean by this is you can actually sell something that you would sell normally, just instead of going to eBay, go to XMR Bazaar. So that's one. There's another one, Monero Market. And these sites are basically sort of like the eBay of Monero. And the cool thing about this is that you can sort of use some item that's very liquid, like let's say, you know, a prepaid card or an Amazon gift card, a Walmart gift card, something that a lot of people want. You can, let's say, buy it for $100 and then sell it for $95, even though it's a $100 gift card, and boom, you just got yourself $100 or $95 of Monero without having to KYC, without having to do fancy stuff. All right, so I hope you guys learned something, and remember that any of these controversial things that I discussed, I'm merely talking about things I observed in the news, and I cannot accept any legal kind of responsibility, especially because I am using an AI voice that I sold, and I'm drinking mass amounts of tequila on top of being in international waters, and I'm not directed to any particular country that I'm talking to. So given all this evidence, Your Honor, not guilty.